This is episode 1927 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode in a seven-part series we've been exploring all week long, and this has been a series dedicated to releasing negative thoughts and emotions to help you sleep better. It's often the case that when you've had a rough day, even when you haven't had such a rough day, when you lay down to sleep, the thoughts and cares, the anxiety, the fears, the self-doubt, the negative thoughts and emotions of your day can seem to hover over you as you get ready to go to sleep at night. Even if you've had the best day, sometimes when you're still and you're quietly going about your business to go to sleep for the night, these dark clouds can seem to hang over you. So this has been a week where you have explored how to let go and release these thoughts and emotions that can keep you up at night. This is the final episode, and in the final episode, we always do a reflection meditation. This is where you take a glance back over this past week and celebrate your big wins, what worked well for you as you released negative thoughts and emotions, and what didn't go so well, or maybe there were some things that you regret doing or that you wish you would have done. If you've followed along with this series, you likely have found a few techniques or insight to help you along the way. If you're brand new and you just landed here, no worries at all. You can still go through the process of reflecting back over your week. And I always share how many people, including the Dalai Lama, who is reported to do a daily reflection, many people who do reflect over their week notice that this is single-handedly the best tool they use each week to improve their lives. And I have to say the same for myself. It's equivalent, I think, in many ways to keeping a journal. Except when you keep a journal, you explore your reflections, your reactions, which is so important. When you reflect back over your day or over the whole week, which is really important to do, you can see what worked well for you as you lived your life. So a reflection meditation isn't so much like a journal where you're processing your emotions. It's more of an evaluation to see how you're doing, where you need to improve. And there's no guilt, no shame, no regrets. It's truly awareness and insight that can help you. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, or as you go about your day and even do this reflection type of evaluation of your week, think about what worked well for you when you went to bed at night to help you release these negative thoughts. You will find, as I shared throughout this series, and you can go back and listen to the previous episodes, I shared many points about how important it is to start your day and go through your day with a process of evaluating your day, just becoming aware of your emotions and what triggered them, not trying to solve any kind of emotional upset, just becoming aware, as I mentioned, and To help you with this, you were issued a worry challenge. And this was where you created a worry hierarchy, where throughout your day, or at least once a day, you stopped and you thought about what you were worrying about at that moment. And then you thought about the three things you were worrying about the most. And you ordered them 1, 2, 3 in a hierarchy. And this may have surprised you. I heard from many of you, and I found this out for myself as well, as I do these series right along with you, that what I was worrying about wasn't the big things going on in my life that are stressful currently. It was really the little things. In fact, some of them I found were, I don't want to say petty, but they were not really a big deal. And so you might think about this for yourself as well. And you may find that it's these little niggly worries that contribute to some of the big stress in your life. And when you really evaluate those littler worries that you likely recognized and became aware of as you did a worry hierarchy this week, you may have noticed that that was half your problem when it comes to worrying, is that these little things built up and you weren't even really able to focus on the more important things that you wanted to resolve in your life because these other little things kept flaring their heads, getting in your way. So that has been my experience this week. I know for some of you, it's been your experience as well. So others I know told me that they finally confronted what they were trying to numb out about, something that they were trying to push away and ignore and become really busy and distracted by other things because they didn't want to think about this one thing that was really bothering them, worrying them in their life. You might think the same for yourself. So it could have been a week where you finally embraced what it was you need to do or resolve in your life. So as you go back over your week, that is your technique. Reflect on what worked really well for you this week to help you manage negative thoughts. Again, whether or not you did this meditation series this week, go back and take a look at what were your negative thoughts and emotions? What triggered them? And was there something you did or didn't do that helped you to release them? Or did they just build up? Or did you numb out, push them away? Did you become really distracted to avoid them? Or did they hover over your head day in and day out? So reflect on what worked and reflect on what didn't work so well and what you could do to help release these emotions. Again, you can go back over the series and pick up a few techniques. You can also go to the Sip and Om meditation app. As always, for 2 weeks, you have free access to over 1,900 half-hour guided meditations there. It takes you much deeper into a meditation technique every single day. There's a fresh new meditation there. You also get a journal and a slow down guide, very valuable tools as you manage your emotions. I so enjoyed sharing this week's series with you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.